melt, huh?
Yeah. So the leak test did pass. So everything is good here. Mm-hmm. So like I said, I'm going to change this meter out. What'll happen is this will get sent up north, uh-huh. Salt Lake, and they test it for accuracy to make sure the dials are reading right. Which I haven't heard of one where it hasn't read right yet, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because that's really weird what it did.
And like I said, what I looked at when I saw the dial difference, which is the information we use to mm-hmm. see how much mm-hmm. usage has been, mm-hmm. it was extremely high compared to other months when everything is on. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to have it tested. Now, when I have it set up, it can take 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're curious, if you get curious, if you don't hear anything beforehand, mm-hmm. reach out to them, say, hey, give them your info. I have my meter. Will the tech change the meter out for accuracy? Mm-hmm. Is there any information you can give me on that?
Yeah.
And see what they tell you. And then just keep an eye on your bills after I change this meter out and see if it starts to drop. It does start to drop, and everything stays the same, then we know it was probably the meter.
Yeah.
From there, I don't know what will happen as far as what you paid or what you should have been billed. That's all above my head.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, this is the extent of what I can do mm-hmm. to try to help you out.
Thank you so mm-hmm. much. Yeah. It makes
even,
sense.
Even I explained it to my supervisor. He was baffled just like I am. So.
Yeah. Really strange.
So the other thing to keep in mind, though, is when we change the meter out, we can only do it once per calendar year.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's hope this one doesn't have issues.
Exactly. See, so just something.
Is this a new one or is it?
They're new, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was new. I guess this would work.
Yeah.
So somebody can't tamper with them, like some kid could come by and mess with it, or.
They can, but there's no indications of that happening on this one.
Okay. It's just really shocking me that it's...
Sometimes when it gets really, really cold,
mm-hmm.
these dials, as they're registering when the gas is being used, they can at times stick and jump. And when it jumps, it's registering that it's using more than it really is.
Mm.
So that can happen. That is a possibility. It's just a matter of if that was really going on.
Yeah.
So, but... At least this is the best answer I can give you today. I would seriously recommend asking them about their system and how they build you, because
yeah.
It shouldn't affect it that much, but
one.
It still shouldn't be inaccurate either.
Yeah, that's true.
So just make sure everything's right on their end too.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely.
Because I've seen it. The things that you think wouldn't affect anything end up affecting it the most for some reason.
I can
tell you, when everything is perfectly right and running right, gas is very, very efficient.
Yeah, and that's what we, for a whole year, we paid for all three properties, you know. And you could tell that all those properties, all those times, you know, it has a minimal use.
You know?
But when this one doubled, that raised the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in the office. I have
a record
of that.
You were right to do so.
And then when I saw that it actually went four times what it was supposed to be, that's when I said, wait a minute. This is wrong.
Yeah.
Especially because we're comparing it to another unit that was in exactly the same situation.
Okay, so even though I tested the meter and the fuel line before, I'm testing it again since I touched it with my wrench and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So another 5 minutes or so,
mm-hmm.
should be good on that as far as that's concerned.
Okay, but since nothing's being used,
it's just going to sit or what? Yeah, and that's why I'm well, leaving the meter on just like it was when I got here.
Yeah.
But everything's off inside, so.
Yeah. We won't probably turn it on. So either it's hot or push it over to the center. Is that for the stain in it?
Yeah, it's a primer. It just helps things not rust or corrode.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times we always fill these barrels up because as water, rainwater collects in there, it'll start corroding faster and then you get gas in it eventually.
Oh, wow.
So, that's we just touch it up wherever our wrench touches it. Yeah, and that's...
Is that rust?
It's just surface rust. It takes a very long time for it to get to a corrosion point. And by that, I'm talking like at least 10 years.
Oh.
So,
at
but
least
we...
It's been around for a long time.
Right. And before I got 95. Here, someone had already come along and painted it again, especially this part.
Yeah.
So, I'll touch these up. Yeah, when it's inside there like that, it's hard to get to.
Oh. Now it's not.
There we go, yep. Okay. It's hard to paint it too when it's wet and moisture.
Yeah, I probably had to dry it down with the
brush or something. This to input in the system.
Anyway, we won't know till we fired it up. Okay. That might be a month or so down the road.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like I said, hopefully it gives you a answer.
Yeah. And I will be calling on the other one.
Okay. Good there. All right, man. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I think you've been very successful.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able. That's my goal, is give some people at least some answers.
Some hope.
You know? Yeah.
Some hope. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You have a fantastic day,
all right?
Yeah,
you too.
Thank you.
And good luck with the moon.
Thank you.
Don't get rained on.
Yeah.
Hello?